We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey!
Hi! Happy Friday!
Woo! Yeah! Friday!
Woo! Bittersweet day. Although it's Friday, it is the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Can you believe it's been 19 years?
Wow.
Yeah. It's a long time, but man, it's like never forget, man.
7:46 is when we will, as a country, take a moment of silence. 7:46. Both presidential candidates will visit Shanksville, Pennsylvania today. That's the place where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed into a field. So it's unfortunate that they're doing something good, yet it's going to be upstaged by us fighting over politics.
You know what's crazy about this whole about the 19 years you bring up is that, you know, shows like History Channel, Travel Channel, all those, Netflix even, like, you think you've seen every 9/11 piece you could possibly see, but there's always new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's never like the whole, oh, I know what happened in Shanksville. You always see something new that's coming out. They're like, oh my God, I never knew that.
It's because there's an abundant amount of knowledge that has been classified that, you know, has not been shared with us.
Anyway,
on a much lighter note, today is National Make Your Bed Day. Sarah, when you woke up this morning and walked into your office there, did you make your bed? Oh, no, because your husband was still sleeping in
because
it, right?
Because my husband is still sleeping in it.
Yeah, it's a tough one for us, bro. I mean, same thing with me. It's like I get out of the bed, and it's like,
all right,
I look at everyone, I'm like,
When your husband wakes up, will he make the bed?
He has sometimes, But our bed, like, we have so many pillows that we don't put on, so it's more just he just pulls the covers up.
That's that's extent. You know what? That's better than nothing, right?
Okay.
I'll take it.
Does Andrea make your bed?
All the time.
Really? I'll go in and open the curtains.
Ugh, I hate light. I mean, I hate too much light. Like, I'm a warm white. Like, when I buy my light bulbs, I buy warm or soft white, not the bright LED. I love, you know, like, every car has, most cars have those, like, bright LED lights. I can't have that in my house.
I'm with you. And I like the blinds closed. And my wife is like, blinds open.
Ugh.
Bed's always got to be made. She makes a bed every single morning. You know, I nap every day, but I want to return the favor. So when she gets home, I want her to be able to, you know, see a nice, crisply made bed. So even though I nap every day, I have to be really careful. Like, I barely untuck it and crawl into my little corner. It's a little mini hot pocket.
Yeah, because you never do it the way she did it.
Right, well, yeah.
It's never as good.
And I don't want to have to go through and make the whole thing up, so I have to be really, really careful. But then when I get up, I make the bed and tuck it all in I have to return the favor because I'm a great husband.
Nice.
Sarah. I'm a great damn husband.
Wow.
Yes. Good morning. Well, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, we can't thank you enough for listening. We're on Mix 94.7 every weekday morning and on demand anytime at the radio.com app. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're so grateful that you chose us. A lot of options for you, and we really appreciate you checking us out in 94.7 and online through your smart speakers even on the radio.com app. Need help setting up you know who? Just text ALEXA to 51993. And do it for your parents, too, because you know they can't figure it out. Parents are cute, right, Sarah?
Parents are adorable, and I love my parents because they try very hard to be hip on all the technology. They both have iPhones.
Nice.
They have a laptop. The laptop breaks on the daily. I get phone calls on the daily. And I'll say that I have a lot of patience, and this is rude, and it's something I need to work on. I need to work on patience when it comes to my mom and broken down computers. I just get so frustrated.
Let me ask you this with all due respect. Yeah. It seems like you always have issues too. Why don't your parents call your brother, who I think is a little bit more tech savvy, right?
It's the blind leading the blind right there.
I don't know. I guess he just doesn't answer the phone. I don't know. My mom
That's awesome.
Only calls me.
Yeah.
And one of the cute things that my dad does is he texts all the time, but he always signs his name, Robert, but he does R-H-O, like Robert Howard Osborne.
That's so
he'll be like, good morning, space, R-H-O. Like, I don't know who it's from, and so he always signs his name.
Does he not realize that it pops up as dad in your contacts?
Right. Does he have it set for that? Because you know you could set, like, an automatic, like, thing.
Is this on emails or on text?
This is on text.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just writing it out every time.
Awesome. I love it.
And he's not even putting dad. That's the really funny thing.
That's awesome.
No. He puts R-H-O.
It's like his towels are monogrammed and so are his text messages.
I love it. Love it.
It's so good. Well, the other day, my brother was texting with my mom and she was concerned because he was going to come over and she wasn't there and she wanted to make sure he didn't turn the AC down too low because they keep it at 78. She was like, if you turn it down lower, please turn it back up to 78. And then she said, thanks. Have a good weekend. LOL, as you say. And my brother was like, Mom, do you know what LOL means? And she wrote, lots of love?
That's funny.
Because there's nothing hilarious about turning down the thermostat.
No. And so then we started like going down this rabbit hole of like, oh my gosh, we have to tell her that it means like laugh out loud. Because what if she, lots of love, like someone's like, oh, my husband's sick. LOL.
Oh, right. My gosh. Or, that'd be awful.
Pastor, just want to let you know I won't be at service this weekend. LOL.
Oh, man.
Parents just don't understand.
No, they don't.
There's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
A Lego designer in Denmark recently created a grand piano with over 3,600 plastic pieces, and then his mom put it all back in the closet. I thought you were done with them.
What would you do if your ex's current girlfriend wears thongs in front of your kids? That's the dilemma that Kelly is dealing with right now. Okay, I'm sitting back. I grabbed some popcorn. I am ready to hear this, honey.
Yeah, drama.
Go ahead, girl.
My ex-husband's dating a new girl, and I get it that they're together. The problem is that they sunbathe in the backyard, and she wears really skimpy bathing suits, including the thong bikini thing. And we have teenage boys in high school. It's not like little kids. This is boys. And I get that she doesn't have her own kids, but I'm not sure if I should confront my ex or how I should handle it. Like, I don't know if I should talk to her. Like, I don't know how I should handle this, but I do think it's completely inappropriate.
You think it's inappropriate for your ex-husband's new girlfriend to be wearing skimpy bikinis in front of your teenage boys? I don't feel like I should be commenting on this at all because...
Really? You were a teenage boy at some point.
Yeah, but also I watch TV and I watch movies. And if you go to the beach or if you go to the pool, these are all things you're going to see. So I understand that you probably think it's inappropriate, but it's not something that he's not going to see anywhere.
Yeah, I have no, like, it does, like, honestly,
Instagram. You scroll on Instagram for a second and you're going to see an attractive woman in a thong.
I'm trying to think how this bothers me, but it doesn't bother me one bit. And again, the key word is teenage boys. They're going to be going on spring break, dude. When COVID lifts, I mean, they're going to be going out and doing stuff and they're going to, guess what? See younger women in bikinis and thong underwear and all that.
Yeah, I don't know how you could even begin to broach this subject.
Yeah,
I think this is something you have to just deal with, unfortunately.
I think it rubs her the wrong way more, though, so that it's her ex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That he has this younger girl going around in the bikini. If it wasn't her ex, this wouldn't even be an issue, right?
All right, Sarah.
Would it be?
I said I wasn't going to comment, but I just did.
I know. I said I didn't see the issue either, and I did, too.
I mean, it would definitely annoy me, but they're like full grown boys at this point. So what are you going to do? I mean, I guess like it would bother me if she was like, let's say we had younger kids and she was like cussing up a storm and like smoking in their face and like drinking and like grinding up on a pole or something. You know, like
Sarah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Like that stuff, especially if they're younger, I think that I would be like, okay, ex-husband, let's make better choices. But I don't want to say I agree with you. I mean, it would annoy me a lot.
Why would it annoy you? Tell me why.
Yeah.
Let me get into the psyche.
Oh, I think because it'd be annoying me that my ex was dating somebody that wore a thong
around.
There you
go.
That's it. Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Like, I think that's too. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. Gross. Like, okay, why does she want to wear a thong around high school boys? Like, I get you go to a beach and you want to flaunt it. But like when you're at your house and there's just teenagers around, like, what are you like? You need their approval or something? Like, gross.
But the key word is they're sunbathing in the backyard.
I mean, what if
you
this
don't
is
go full like one piece?
This
sunbathing.
Is what she wears all the time. Let's just say hypothetically, this is what she wears all the time. She doesn't even think about it.
Yes.
Let me just say also, I don't understand thongs because why do you want to sunburn your entire butt?
Yeah, there you go. That's what it boils down to. It's your own insecurity,
exactly.
I feel, that's coming out right now. And come on.
I mean,
stop it.
Women that know they can wear thongs have no issues with it. You know what I'm saying?
And you know how many women can wear thongs? There's about probably 5 out there.
I see more than that on Instagram, Sarah.
Yeah, I promise you, stop.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I don't know that many people can argue with this fact, but I feel as a country, we are more divided now than ever before. And it's tragic. It takes a tragedy to bring us together. But today is a day that we remember the worst terrorist attack in our country's soil and all the lives that were lost on September 11th, 2001. In any case, let's take some time today reflecting on that day, how time is precious and we as a country actually can come together when it really counts. Let's come together and stop being idiots. I'm sure you heard about this, but there is a woman who is being investigated at Texas Tech. This is why I am convinced if you have a kid in college, you will get coronavirus. Sarah was so excited that her stepdaughter was going to college at, guess where? Texas Tech. Sarah, get ready because you're coming down with Rona.
People are acting a damn fool.
It's going to jump from Tech all the way to me.
Well, she's going home for the holidays, right? Or you're going to be going over there?
She's there now, right?
Okay,
so at some point she's going to be coming home.
And it may not be her fault, Sarah. It may be this girl's fault.
Colleges are having serious problems with coronavirus, and Tech says it's investigating a viral video showing a young woman at a house party flippantly admitting she has COVID-19. In the video, which has gone viral, the woman says people at the shindig keep asking her if she has coronavirus, and her response is, yes, I effing have COVID. The whole effing world has COVID. Take a listen.
Everyone's like,
as long as you're having a good time, that's all that matters. She turned the camera around to show everyone drinking and partying, and nobody was wearing a face mask.
Oh, man.
She said, all of these people have COVID. Tech actually released a statement saying, we have received a report and are aware of a video related to COVID. The matter is being addressed by the Office of the Dean of Students and Student Conduct. Cops in Ohio broke up a college party last Saturday. This is happening everywhere. It's not just in Texas. Turned out one of the kids had the virus. The kid that was throwing it had the virus.
Oh, that's awful.
He tested positive a week earlier, but threw the party anyway. This is the audio from the cop's chest cam. All right. When they asked him if he was supposed to be quarantined, the kid said, yeah, that's why I'm at my house.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to argue with him because he is at his house.
I mean, okay, he is quarantining.
Got a future lawyer here.
He's not allowed.
I've never seen this before. There's an input on the computer that you tested positive for COVID?
Yes.
When was this?
This was a week ago.
Are you supposed to be quarantining?
Yeah, that's why I'm at my house.
Do you have other people here and you're positive for COVID? How many other people have COVID?
They all do.
Everybody has it?
Hey, speaking of coronavirus, so during this crazy pandemic, I don't know if you knew this, but Amazon has already hired 175,000 people to work in its warehouses to get them back to work. They're also about to host an online career day. It's going to go down Wednesday, September 16th. And they're helping Americans get back to work, not just for Amazon, but other companies, and not just in Amazon warehouses. They're looking to fill 33,000 jobs, corporate jobs, tech roles, with an average compensation of, you ready for it, $150,000 a year, including salary and stock. So if you're looking for a job, you want to go to their online career day, it's on Wednesday, September 16th.
Wow.
If you text Amazon to 51993, you'll have the direct link there and set that reminder, y'all.
Yesterday, I was scrolling through Instagram, which is about 90% of my day, and I saw an Instagram story that Saturday Night Live is coming back for its 46th season, and they're not doing that stupid Zoom show anymore, y'all.
Oh,
they are going
goodness.
Back to 30
That's
Rock.
Good.
Thank God. October 3rd, season premiere, 46th season. We do not know the host yet because they have not released it yet, but you best believe it's going to be someone new. The studio has been dark for nearly 7 months.
Wow.
The last episode they did was March 7th with Daniel Craig. I can't wait for October 3rd for Saturday Night Live to return.
Today is September 11th. It also marks exactly 6 months since the World Health Organization declared that COVID-19 had become a pandemic. Amazon is hiring 33,000 jobs where the average pay is $150,000. They're holding an online career day. Text Amazon to 51993 to get that info. And no more Saturday Night Live on Zoom. The show is returning to the studio for the 46th season on October 3rd. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming on your smart speakers or mobile phone in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Martha Stewart is launching her own CBD line. Even crazier, Snoop Dogg is launching his own line of tablecloths and pie tins.
Sometimes you're dating someone that does something that makes you question, is that really cute or is that weird? Are they a keeper or a creeper?
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Yeah, let us decide for you. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Amir.
Amir!
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hi, Amir. Going? So tell us about the girl you're dating. What happened?
Happy to. So I met Jess. She's been great, but on our third date, she brought her friend with her, and I can't figure out if it's creepy or not.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I would say it's creepy. I would say it's weird.
Why?
She was totally upfront about it and honest, which I appreciate. She said that she had made some bad decisions with men in her past, and so she wanted to bring a friend to weigh in.
Okay.
And so it was like a good news, bad news situation, because then I was like, oh, if you really care, that means you actually are interested in me. Mm-hmm. You actually like me. Mm-hmm. But the bad news is I have to pass the friend test.
Yeah.
And so I just like, I feel like she should have either warned me about this or something, because all of a sudden I was taking two ladies out to dinner.
Nice.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. This is cool.
I mean, first of all, you don't just invite somebody on a date. You know, that's really, really awkward and very uncomfortable for the guy who was expecting to go on a date with you. And now all of a sudden he's on a date with you and your friend.
Ooh, true colors come out then, though, like to see what kind of guy you got. I mean, this happens all the time with my wife and her friends from El Paso.
Wait, what do you mean?
Doing the same thing all the time. Like, they'll go, like, basically interview the dude, like, make sure that the dude passes the friend test.
All right, maybe not so weird if that's something that you all discussed, but you don't just spring it on him.
Nah, you spring it on him to get the true reactions, bro.
And it's, like, also different when it's like, oh, hey, I want you to meet my friends, and then you guys go to a bar where your friends are at, and then they, like, quote unquote, are, you know, checking them out. Like, that's the friend test.
Okay, yeah, right,
but, like,
right.
Inviting a friend to, like, full on interview you and be like, it's because she's made bad choices.
Ugh.
Like, I don't know. Like, if a guy did that to me, I'd be like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Like, well, it would be really creepy if a guy did that, but I would understand a girl doing that 100%. I don't know. I just dig it, man. It's like you're going to do your fantasy football draft. You don't know the draft order until 30 minutes before the draft, and it's like that. You know, you start freaking out.
You know,
do you understand that?
I don't know what you're saying.
I will tell you that. I used to think that I was the worst with analogies, and then I met Alex Franco.
Yeah.
All right. Nonetheless, Alex says...
your friends.
Okay, Sarah?
I mean, it's not enough for me to say creeper, so I'll say keeper.
Oh, look at
like,
you!
You know, keeper. I would still raise a tiny red flag. It could come down later, but right now it's half raised, half mast.
I'm only going to say keeper because that's the other option. I don't know that it's a creeper move. I think it's just a really weird and borderline disrespectful move. I would keep an eye out on her, but it ain't creepy.
There we go.
Keeper. I don't know that I'd keep her either.
We just don't have another sound effect.
No other sound effect.
His current record is 1,475 wins with 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Alexis. Alexis lives in South Austin. She makes the commute to Central Austin where she works in healthcare. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast,
Booker! Alexis!
Hi.
All right, let's go. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you five pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished answering, you're going to yell at me, and I'm going to skedaddle back in where I'm going to answer the same five, and whoever gets more right wins, okay?
Yeah.
Booker.
Yes.
Booker, okay. When you skedaddle, what does that look like?
It's very sexy. Very sexy. All right, Alexis. I've got a little soft spot in my heart for a girl's name, Alexis. That's my goddaughter's name and Sarah's best friend's name.
And also that she works in healthcare. I mean, man, hero right there.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so I hope I win. Okay, cool.
All right, Alexis. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, question number one. The snowman from Frozen is getting his own origin story. It's going to be called Once Upon a Snowman. It'll be on Disney Plus October 23rd. What is the snowman's name?
Olaf.
The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the 12 finalists for its 2020 class, and it includes She-Ra's twin brother counterpart, like the male version of She-Ra.
He-Man.
All right. Oh, there's a list of 10 movies that you need to watch, apparently, to be more successful. It includes Yes Man and Good Will Hunting. Also on the list is a movie starring Ed Norton and Brad Pitt. And I feel like many guys feel like this is Brad Pitt's best body. Like, his body in this movie is pretty insane.
Ooh, Fight Club.
Okay. Ranker.com has asked its users to name the celebrities that we don't care about anymore. Number one is Nicolas Cage. Number three is John Travolta. Number two is the actor that told Tom Cruise to show me the money.
What's his name? Cuba Gooding Jr.
And finally, Ryan Reynolds is in a commercial for some cell phone company that he talks about. But it's awesome because he brought back Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis starred in a movie that started with the word honey. What movie is that? Also, he was in Ghostbusters.
Oh, Honey, I Blew Up. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Or Blew Up the Kids.
Booker! Hey.
Hi, she got all five right.
Nice.
Five?
What's up with that?
Yeah, that hasn't happened in forever.
All right, I better be on my game.
The snowman from Frozen is getting his own origin story.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on Disney Plus October 23rd. What is the snowman's name?
Olaf.
Yeah. The National
Toy
Hall
of Fame.
By
the way, you know what Olaf did this summer?
What?
Chilled out.
Dude, you're lucky she laughed.
He's a snowman.
It's cool. Okay. The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the 12 finalists for its 2020 class, and it includes She-Ra's twin brother counterpart. What is his name?
He-Man.
A list of 10 movies you need to watch to be more successful includes Yes Man and Good Will Hunting. And what movie that stars Brad Pitt and Ed Norton? And I feel like many people think that this is Brad Pitt's best body in this movie.
Who said that? Anybody?
I mean, I've just heard like multiple conversations.
Fight Club, Sarah.
No, yes, that's true. But like, I don't know, over the past year, I've just been accumulating data and I've heard multiple people discuss Brad Pitt, like guys talking about Brad Pitt's body in Fight Club.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, it's official. Ranker.com has asked its users to name the celebrities they don't care about anymore. Number one is Nicolas Cage. Number three is John Travolta. And number two is the actor that told Tom Cruise to show me the money.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
People don't care about him anymore.
Aww.
No more.
It's too sad.
And finally, speaking of actors we do care about, Ryan Reynolds is in a new commercial for a cell phone company. And he brought back Rick Moranis.
Okay.
Who, of course, was in Ghostbusters, but also Honey.
I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
Five out of five.
Man.
It's a good commercial, by the way. It's really cute.
Okay. But what about his most powerful and captivating performance, Sarah?
What is that in?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me now. I'm starving.
Oh, good job. I left that for you. Good job.
All right. Well. We were both on point today. So thank you so much for playing. Do appreciate it, Alexis.
So close.
No problem. Thank you so much. I'm Alexis from South Austin, and I got beat by Booker.
All right. That's good.
I love
it. We all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Coming up, it's Share Your Salary. This is going to be so good. She lives here, but she's based in New York as a flight attendant.
Nice.
It sounds so fancy.
That's awesome.
How much money does Carolyn make? Well, we're going to ask some questions, and then she's going to tell us. Share Your Salary in minutes on Mix 94.7 and on your phone or smart speakers in the world famous and free radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
That's right. It's a good time to be Patrick Mahomes. This summer, he signed a 10-year, $503 million contract. $503 million. Patrick Mahomes is so rich, he actually bought Mulan on Disney Plus.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it's time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Nikki from Kyle makes $102,000 a year as a hairstylist.
Mm.
On the phone with us now is Megan, who lives in Round Rock. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Megan is a flight attendant. I'm so excited about this.
This is good.
All right. Megan, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We will ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back and we'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, okay?
Okay.
60 seconds starts right now. How long have you been a flight attendant? I know this is very important.
4.5 years.
Oh.
With the same company.
Oh, are you like new-ish? Like, have you been promoted, I guess, in that 4.5 years?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, up until the whole virus started, we were continually hiring. So more and more people come in, but not anymore.
Do you work first class?
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, do you make more money working first class?
I get paid for more hours a month.
Oh,
interesting. So, I learned that. I didn't know that. Wow.
Does matter. Okay, so we know that this airline is first class. Would you say that this is a major airline?
No, we're considered like a mid-major low-cost carrier.
So it's not Southwest. It's not a
low-cost carrier. Like I think I know which one it is.
Are you like a team leader? I feel like there's always like a lead. I don't know how it works, but I feel like there's like the like number one on the flight.
We're considered a team leader. I think, the more important thing is, our pay is structured like a whole lot different than anybody else's. It would probably blow your mind. But
so let me see if I have this right. From what I understand, when it comes to pay for flight attendants, when you're on the ground, you're not getting paid. The only time you're getting paid is when the gate is shut.
When the door is closed.
The door is closed.
Really?
And you're away from the gate.
Right. So you're paid per flight hour.
Right.
You're paid extra for all sorts of different things, like if you fly at night, if you speak Spanish, while you're away on a trip. So if you're on a layover, you get a per diem. You get a certain amount per hour that you're away for the total trip.
I love this.
I know. This is interesting. I'm learning so much. Do you guys get your hotel paid for?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Yeah, the hotel all paid for. That's not included in our pay. It's just paid for separately.
Nice. Mm.
Do you love it?
Oh, I love it. I love every minute of it.
Have you ever hooked up with a pilot?
No.
I thought that was like mandated.
I don't do that.
Oh, you don't? It's just in the movies?
Some do.
Some do.
Okay,
are you scared? Let me ask you. Are you comfortable going to work every day or are you nervous?
Oh, yeah. I know. I don't think about it. It's like getting in a car.
No. I'm talking about with the pandemic.
No, I'm not. There's some flight attendants who are, a little skittish about it and everything. But we have the mask mandate, so everybody has to wear a mask the whole trip.
Yeah.
So, and the flight loads are very low right now. You're only about half the plane is full.
Oh, wow.
There is a caveat to the mask mandate. You don't have to wear a mask if you're eating. And I read a story about a guy who ate an entire can of Pringles over a four-hour flight and didn't wear the mask one time because he ate, like, one Pringle every two and a half minutes.
That's ridiculous. That was an issue at Disneyland and Disney World for a little bit, too, and they changed that. But, bro, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's just... Ugh.
Okay.
Wow.
This is so interesting. I'm really glad that you're on with us.
Yeah.
So we're asking for you to text your guests right now to 51993. Megan from Round Rock, how much does she make? I guarantee Alex is going to use one of your text messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. We're going to find out in 3 minutes how much Megan makes as a flight attendant when she shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Megan from Round Rock. She is a flight attendant. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned that she has been with the same company for 4.5 years. She's been a flight attendant for 4.5 years. She does work first class, which does pay more hours. She works for a mid-major low-cost carrier. She's, I guess, a team leader. She gets paid when the doors close, so paid per flight hour, paid extra for flying at night, paid extra if you speak Spanish. I don't know if she speaks Spanish. She didn't tell us. She was just saying how you get paid more. Per diem on layovers, hotels are paid for. She is not hooked up with a pilot, but some people do. She's not scared of getting on the plane. It's just like getting in a car, and she's not scared of the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Sarah, you really took some good notes. Okay.
Oh, I got detailed.
I still have a million questions.
I know.
But what are we going to do? We're going to take our guesses. Alex Franco, what about you? Let's start off with how much money Megan makes as a flight attendant.
So we got a text from Julie in Lake Way saying that she is a flight attendant for Southwest Airlines. She's been doing it for 6 years, and she's getting roughly $46,000 a year. So I think that Megan gets a little more because of the first class. So I'm going to say $50,000.
All right, Sarah.
Thank you, Julie, for that guess.
I was going to say 52, but I'll say 55.
Guys, I'm thinking that you're underestimating Megan's pay here. I'm going in the 70s.
Really?
I'm going to say 70. My gut said 77, but maybe I'm going to go to 74.5. Sarah, can you recap those numbers again, please?
Yep. Booker said 74.5. Alex said 50,000. Sarah, that's me, said 55,000.
All right. Here we go. Now is the time. What is that magic number, Megan? How much are you making every year?
Currently making 45,000 a year.
Oh!
What?
All right.
What?
Right, Alex, you kind of nailed it.
Julie and Lakeway nailed it.
But there's so many benefits. That's what's great about a flight attendant is you get the benefits of free travel.
You know, it depends on how many hours you work. So,
right.
You know, I work an average amount of hours. So, you know, for 4 years in, we make anywhere between 40 and 50.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
And like you said, you get the per diems, you get the free food and the hotel, and you get to travel. And
do you travel a lot? I have a friend that's a flight attendant, and it feels like all she does is use it to go and travel. Do you take advantage of that?
I have a son at home, so when I'm not working, you know, I'm traveling when I'm working. So when I'm not working, I just come home.
Yeah.
And I only do Las Vegas trips and maybe L.A. once in a while.
That a girl.
Does your airline fly internationally?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so that would be a great perk to be able to travel somewhere. When you can.
Well, yeah, not now. Right. I don't mean to brag, guys, but prior to this radio career, I was going to work for Southwest Airlines as a flight attendant.
You would have been good.
Yeah.
You would have been a good flight attendant.
I had several interviews at Austin Bergstrom. They narrowed it down to like six of us. When it got down to that, they said to all of us, you have to be willing to give up every holiday that you would normally see your significant others or parents and this and that. And holidays meant way too much for me to do because you're low person on the totem pole. You know what I'm saying?
Can you pass along that contact information?
You want to do it?
You mean I have to work on holidays and get away from my... Bye. Yeah. Well. So much for keeping us safe in the air, and thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.